Lake News by Barbara Delinsky. Lake Henry, New Hampshire. Like everything else at the lake, dawn arrived in its own good time. The only thing John Kipling would change about it was the cold. John had set out in a t-shirt and shorts, wanting it to be summer still and finding himself butt cold now. He sometimes had trouble accepting that he wasn't 20 anymore. He was over 40, and yes, still 6'3 and fit, but his body didn't work the way it once did. It ached around the knees, wrinkled around the eyes, receded at the temples, and chilled in the extremities. But cold or not, he wasn't leaving. Not yet. There might not necessarily be the makings of a big bestseller in it, but he hadn't had his fill of the loons. This was why he had returned to the lake. Why, after swearing off New Hampshire at 15, he had reversed himself at 40. Some say he had done it for the job, others that he'd done it for his father. But the roundabout truth had to do with these birds. They signified something primal and wild, but simple, straightforward, and safe. For a few last minutes, he continued to watch and absorb the whatever it was these birds gave him. Then smoothly and silently, if reluctantly, he retrieved his paddle from the floorboards and headed home. Back in the center of town, he turned...